Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man? What's up?
I tell you what's up, you big dumb idiot. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges, your coolers, your knapsacks, your fanny packs, whatever you need stocked up. You're stocked up with delicious Bud products. All of them. All of them.
All right. Hey, man. Senior PGA week. Here we go. Here we go. Come on. Bring him in. Bring him in. First tee. Let's get it out there, boys. Let's get it out there. Long and strong. Come on. You know what's sad, though? Steve Stricker out for the senior PGA with a positive COVID-19 test.
Dude.
Damn it. Damn it.
Dude, I would if I knew I had the senior PGA, any kind of golf, I would put myself in a bubble. I would not see anyone, so yeah. I could get out there, whack some golf balls.
That's, here's the thing. So if Steve Stricker's out,
who's in?
Not you, Hunter. All right, I want to make this very clear. It's not going to be you, buddy.
Is there anybody? can I?
Not you. No.
I brought my clubs.
Just in case, guys. Just in case.
Just saying.
When are you?
There's a dirty sock on the driver, but. So did Happy Gilmore.
I'm a hockey player, but I'm here to golf. That's what I'm doing.
I'm here for Steve Stricker's place.
What are you doing your coverage out there? I know you're going out there at some point.
Tomorrow.
I swear to God, if I see you getting tackled by security because you're trying to go play some golf.
I'm telling you, I'm playing. I'm going out for coverage tomorrow. So it's the first day tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, Hunter, so the radio station, Midwest Family, thank you. Hey, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to do this. And you know what? Appreciate that. Golf clap. But yeah, I'm taking my clubs, dude.
Yeah. You might as well.
I'm taking them. Why not?
The funny thing is, they said, I got the email first saying, Brock, obviously you're the better golfer.
No, you didn't get that email. That's a lie.
Prove it. You have stuff to do this weekend, even though you are, again, just to reiterate, this is all in the email. It said, again, just to reiterate, you are a million times better at golf than Hunter.
That's what it said.
We want to throw him a bone and make him feel like he's good at golf, so we'll ask him to make him, you know, feel better. That's what the email. I'm just telling you what the email said.
I was wondering, dude. My credentials don't really look legit. It's like somebody just made them or something.
The subject of the email was 100% true email about you being better at golf than Hunter. Please read carefully. And then again, just throughout the email, it said it like 10 times that I was a better golfer, but they just felt bad.
It's weird.
Wanted something for you to do for the coverage of the...
Didn't get that email.
Like, there was a lot of actual, like, bold caps in red parts where it said, you're the better golfer.
Better.
Just so you know.
Than specifically me.
Yeah. And they, I think in there it said, like, we don't want to confuse this and think that we're talking about you being better than... at golf than Hunter 1,000,000%. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you what the email said.
Your snooze alarm's about to hit again, so just saying. Wake up, buddy boy. Here we go.
Go on, Hunter.
That's all I had really for that. Stricker out for the senior PGA positive COVID-19 test. Damn it. Anyway, there's going to be a lot of other, dude, you know how many people are playing in this senior PGA right down the road?
That is nuts. It's
absolutely
nuts.
Awesome.
Who are you most excited for?
Dude, I'm going to be honest with you, man. There's a lot. There's a lot of people here
excited.
I'm telling you, there's like old video games that like they had characters in that I'd play all the time. Like, oh yeah, he's going to be there. Nice. Here we go. Obviously, John Daly.
That's what I was going to say, right?
The big name that everybody, you can hear everybody whispering about it this past week, you know, like around the golf courses and just being around the senior PGA recently. It's just.
I mean, he's a legend, right? I mean, just he's a legend there. Not taking anything away from anyone else, but he's got to be the talk of the tournament, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's created that talk. Mm-hmm. I mean, all in the end, it's a guy swinging a club, right?
Yep.
So there's a lot of other things around it that John Daly has done that is just everybody's got a story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. He's just a great guy. Anyway, senior PGA week. Here we go. I hope you got your tickets, and you should have your tickets if you're local. So, Major League Baseball. Let's go. Last night, Twins beating the Tigers 2-0. Dude, listen to this: the Red Sox beating the White Sox. I don't think I've said this ever. 16-3.
What?
I'll say that again. The Boston Red Sox beating the White Sox 16-3.
Just dinging it, man. You better check those White Sox or Red Sox for steroids, man.
Real quick, as I go and finish these scores, look up on Google because I know you got Google ready.
Uh-huh.
Is there a mercy rule in baseball?
Is there a mercy rule?
Cubs beating the Reds yesterday. Another 11-4.
Wow.
There you go, Cubbies. There you go, Red Sox. I know Red's out there. He loves the Red Sox.
Although there is no 10-run rule in the MLB, there is a mercy rule for pitchers that was implemented for MLB spring training games. The rule is that when a pitcher has a bad inning, which is defined as 20 pitches or more, the pitcher can elect to end the inning at any time.
Everybody's just cranking them out of the park.
Oh, but that's only in spring training games.
Really?
Otherwise, really.
There's no mercy rule, really.
No.
One more. What's the highest scoring baseball game?
It's probably from like the 20s, but.
It's got to be.
Highest scoring MLB game.
Just lobbing the ball in there, dude.
The Braves slug 7. Let's see. Well, so 1897, there was a 36-7 victory that Chicago had over Lil. But there's another one here. 29-9 marked the first instance in NFL history game ended with
dude,
that.
Wow. 20. That's an NFL score.
Now, here, there's another one here. What's the biggest blowout in MLB history? 30-3 in modern record, i.e., post 1900, was set in 2007 when the Rangers defeated the Orioles 30-3.
And here you sit thinking that you can hit a hole in one.
These guys are professional. No, shut up. These guys, I swear to God. All right, we had this conversation at the golf outing, and I don't want to hear it.
We did.
I don't want to hear it. These are professionals. These guys are doing it every single day, okay?
30. I mean, come on, dude.
That's nuts.
He's drinking it.
At what point do you just go out to the pitcher and, like, slap him and be like, I go, post it up. What are you doing?
Switch it up. Do something different. What are you doing out here?
We've gone through the full bullpen. We got the bat boy pitching up there, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's pretty interesting. Great sports report. I really have pro football, more football, track and field coming up next hour. We didn't get to anything. But.
I'm sorry. We had to reiterate that I am the better golfer than you, so that took up a good chunk of time.
Senior PGA week. Brock's better than me at golf and baseball. Just cranking them out of the park.
Cranking them out. Just a big muscle with a bat. All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock back.
Oh, yeah. Very macho.
Very, very macho. Super macho. 7:22, Brock Hunter, welcome to it. Plan B Morning Show.
When's disco going to really come back? You know, everything makes its rounds. You know, clothing and trends and whatnot. When's disco coming back?
Yeah, I might. Yeah, there's some new songs that have a disco vibe to them.
I mean, I guess like techno and, you know, EDM comes from disco, but it's not the old disco, you know?
No, it's not guys in polyester suits, you know.
Finger pointing and,
you know, hustling and whatnot. So I don't know. I hope it does because I love disco, man. I'll get it.
You know?
I'll get it.
Put you in a good mood. Yeah. Put you in a good mood.
Be like dancing. Anyway, enough of our sweet disco dance moves. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing getting you stacked up with delicious Bud products no matter what you're doing. Camping on Memorial Day weekend or hanging out on the boat or just sitting in your backyard. It don't matter. You're stacked
whatever
up.
Whatever you're doing.
Whatever you're doing.
You know, if you're watching golf. Because there's a lot of golfing happening this weekend. Oh, Senior PGA, right. Here we go. Hey, you know what? Sad news. Steve Stricker out of the Senior PGA with a positive COVID-19 test.
Boom.
Hey. Put me in. Put me in, Coach. Hey, Coach. I'm ready. I got my clubs ready. They're nice and shiny. Got a couple fresh balls. Put me in. Dude, why don't they do that?
Every
professional sport should have something where they're like, hey, you know what? You as a fan, you could possibly play.
just as an app, like, and well, who's the guy who's got that bit about, is it Bill Burr who does the bit about having an average person compete at the Olympics so we really see
exactly
that these people
I've never heard that bit, but it sounds like a Bill Burr bit.
Some comedian, whoever it is, I want to give credit, but either way, he makes a comment about, you know, we should have and every single event at the Olympics have an average person so we can see really, because all of us sit there and we're like, oh, I can't, I don't know, I didn't
it's
really like
it's a bunch
that.
Of super athletes competing with it. Doesn't, you're absolutely right. Yeah. You put a Brock or a Hunter in the mix and just say, hey, look how good these guys really are.
Every
and
NFL
why not,
game.
Why not in golf? What's the problem?
Yeah.
You know, honestly, he's just playing regularly. He's just playing golf. Honestly, I think a lot of people would follow him and, like, cheer him on and be like, dude, let's go.
Every NFL game have some average, you know, overweight armchair quarterback get out there and take a snap.
Just watch get him, smoked just get, one time.
Yeah, Aaron Donald just rips his head right off of his body, kills him. Every basketball game, just some
right in the ribs.
Some Joe Schmo off of the bench, you know, go get him out of the stands, let him play.
Why not, dude? Yeah. Why not? Why not throw somebody in if you're up by 30 points? Yep. It's like every professional event should have that, you know?
Well, right,
throw in the Joe Schmo. Throw in the Schmo!
Throw in the Schmo!
Throw in the Schmo!
Yeah, yeah. Of course, Hunter would do it. He'd be at an MLB game and think he could hit a fastball. It'd be unbelievable.
You know what?
Put me
you
in.
Know what? And when I do, you're going to be in the stands, and it's going to come whizzing at your head. That's what's going to happen.
Randy Johnson just hit you right in the face with the hardest throw he's ever. I hope that kid from Tennessee, that pitcher from Tennessee who threw 103 miles an hour.
Right to the temple.
Right to the temple. Just dead. All right.
Sack of potatoes right there at the home base.
You know what happened to Hunter? Yeah. Right. Hit
just
right in the face.
Dropped him, man.
Yep. Love it.
Nope, not going to happen because that baby's going out of the park, Brock. There you go. And you know what? I'm golfing this weekend, too, because Stricker's out. I'm in.
The only thing going out of the park is you on a stretcher because you got hit in the face by that baseball.
I'll give you that one. Yeah. That's pretty funny. Anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know, if you are going to the championship this weekend, hey, enjoy it.
Yep.
Enjoy it. We have something really awesome, extremely awesome happening in our backyard.
So cool.
Welcome to it.
So cool.
So here we go, man. PGA week. Let's go. Major League Baseball moving on. Last night, Twins beating the Tigers 2-0. Red Sox beating the White Sox 16-3.
That's crazy.
That's an NFL score right there. That's no joke. That's an NFL score.
Yeah.
The Cubs beating the Reds 11-4. Dude. You telling me it's hard to hit a fastball? The Reds beat the Sox 16-3, and I get it. They're professionals, but come on. Everybody's professional out there. Should be a little harder, shouldn't it?
You know what? Just you trying to justify. You do it. Just, you know, you shut your mouth. You shut your mouth.
All right, moving on. Pro football real quick. The Pro Bowl. Been tanking in the ratings in the recent years.
I love this story.
Yes. Apparently the NFL is pondering a big shakeup. NFL Network reports that the league is discussing the Pro Bowl week and ways to improve it, which is probably, you know, when you get the teachers to whatever, a needs improvement. That's what the NFL is getting with the Pro Bowl. Needs improvement. So which includes getting rid of the game entirely. Everybody thinks the game is pointless, which it is, but especially last year, dude, it was a joke. Coming up with a new way to showcase the players, obviously. The report led to various suggestions on Twitter, including making it like the old Battle of the Network Stars. An NFL field day with AFC and the NFC competing in a field goal shootout, tug of war, and a 40-yard dash competition, with the winning team splitting $10 million. Wow. That's a lot of money.
How about we just do stuff where players who we want to see next season don't possibly have a chance of getting hurt?
Exactly. So dodgeball competition, that's what they're saying. And further on, letting the two worst teams in the league play for the number one draft pick, which I love. I love the idea of it. But when you start to think about it, it's totally against what we just said. It's not, these players are going to play for a franchise, like the guy upstairs? No, that's not it. That's why we're not doing this anymore, because the chances of getting hurt.
Yeah. I think the two worst teams, they deserve it. All right. You sucked all season. You won one game. You know what? You can get out there and play one more. Okay. And try and help your team out. You got something to play for. But it's the same thing with preseason. It's, or you know what? Don't put them in full pads. Make it touch football. What are we doing? All right, you want to?
It's basically what it is, dude. It's 7-on-7 out
it's,
there.
It's still just ridiculous.
Just get rid of the game.
Yeah.
Just get rid of the game. Here's the thing. Pat McAfee said it on his podcast, and it's absolutely true. If you take the pads off and you try to slow them down, it's almost worse. It's better to play full speed because you're used to full speed.
Yeah.
If you're
like
constantly trying to pull back all the time, somebody's going to get hurt. I mean, that's just how it works.
But
it's,
if you take the pads off and do like two-hand touch, you know, but I guess that would be, what's the point then at that point?
Just don't even do it. Do the tug of war. Do the arm wrestling, whatever it is.
Well,
just have fun with it, you know?
Yeah, do, and if you want to find, you know, for each player, I know the linemen kind of get left out, but I mean, maybe you could do, for receivers, do most catches in a minute, you know?
Bring in other sports.
Yeah.
Let's do closest to the pin. Let's do a free throw competition or a 3-point competition. I'd like to see some NFL dudes rip some threes.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Be fun to watch. Just make it a fun field day. You know, paint their faces up on with tigers and whatnot.
That would be hilarious, actually. Yeah.
I'm Spider-Man.
Okay.
We'll group them all up and have a water balloon launcher, you know, and shoot water balloons at them.
Wet t-shirt contest with the cheerleaders. That'd be great. I love this.
Hey, see, now there we go.
Yeah.
Now it's back. The Pro Bowl's back. I'm watching.
We got it. We'll watch it.
You know, anyway, they're looking for ways to improve it. One last story here, real quick, track and field, because this is ridiculous and very important. We should talk about this.
Yes.
There's an American sprinter out there threatening to become the fastest man in the world since Usain Bolt. 18-year-old. His name's Arian Knighton of Tampa, Florida. Breaking Usain Bolt's teenage records right now.
Ooh.
So keep an eye out on this guy. He's definitely on pace to be one of the most ridiculous, legendary Olympians of our time. So his name's Arian Knighton, Tampa Bay, Florida. Lightning fast. Dude, if you're breaking Usain Bolt's records, like, isn't there a point where you just can't get any faster?
You'd think so, unless you get bionic body parts or something. But even then, there's got to be a top out, a limit of what the human body can do, right?
There's got to be exactly. You got to top out at some point. And this dude's breaking Usain Bolt's records. What?
I think
this is like a straight up avatar.
We should match him up against Usain Bolt. Like, put him and be like, all right, kid. And once a year, we're going to race. We're going to see where you're at.
Dude,
and go from there.
So fast.
Dude, unbelievable.
So, I don't see anybody ever. He doesn't look any younger. Look any older, really.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
every time I see the guy he's older and he's faster somehow.
No, it's because he runs so fast, he's actually traveling forward in time
faster younger
than the rest of us. So it just seems,
dude, I think you might be right there.
Right?
That's a good theory.
Gotcha.
That's actually a brilliant theory. Yeah,
he runs so fast, he travels through time. That's what
going it is. Back into time.
There's something I don't know. I don't know how it works, but he's
changing. That's how you do it. If you run faster than the speed of light, you go back in time.
Yeah. So he's turning the world faster on its axis. Something with a black hole or something. Matthew McConaughey, Interstellar, Matt Damon on Mars.
All those big words.
It's schematics. All right.
Yeah. Well, step aside, Usain Bolt. 18-year-old Arians is stepping up from Tampa, Florida.
Usain Bolt, what a bum. I bet you I can run faster than him now. What a bum.
You hear that? Yeah. Anyway, there you go. That's the sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.